653 1320 WILS. So the Association for Pet Obesity Prevention out with new numbers. 58% of cats in America are overweight or obese. What's going on here? Dr. Ernie Ward with us, a veterinarian known as America's Pet Advocate, one of the country's leaders in the area of pet nutrition and weight loss. Dr. Ward, great to have you on WILS.
Hey, great. I'm glad to be here. And I got to tell you, with these pet obesity numbers, I feel like I'm living in la la land.
Yeah, over 50. I mean, 58%. And what's driving this? Why are so many cats so fat?
Yeah, I think it's pretty simple. We're overfeeding them and, of course, under-exercising. The same problems that we're seeing in ourselves and our children.
I thought cats were smart, though. Don't they kind of know how to stay fit on their own? Or?
Boy, I wish that was true, and if so, let's get my cat on that program. You know, sadly, cats are confined within four walls for most of our homes. You know, they kind of get bored, and then we give them an all-day buffet. I mean, think about it. Most of our listeners tonight are probably just filling up that food bowl whenever it looks a little thin, and that's leading to obesity and overeating.
Yeah, but
and don't underestimate the boredom aspect of this, too. I mean, your cat's sitting around your house all day with not much to do other than go and eat.
Right, but if you don't feed your cat, it's going to hassle you endlessly. So what do you do?
Yeah, pestering can be a real problem, and that's why you have to be more strategic with your feeding. You know, one of the things we do is change the formulation to a higher protein diet because higher protein is more satisfying for a longer period of time.
Do cats mind being fat? Are they embarrassed about it?
Well, not only are they embarrassed about it, but they die at a younger age and they suffer from horrible conditions like type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, kidney failure, and many forms of cancer. So really, even though they may be depressed, what I'm more worried about is their quality of life.
Yeah, so because I had a couple cats at one point and they weren't obese, really. What makes the difference? Why do some cats get fat and others don't, though?
Well, I think it's a multitude of factors, but two big ones. Number one, pet foods, cat foods in particular, are different today than they were 20, 30, 40 years ago. They have more calories per kibble, which leads us to overfeed them more easily. The second thing is the cats of our childhood used to go outside and play and hunt and roam and burn off those extra calories. Today, they're confined indoors, not getting that activity. That inner predator inside of them is sort of caged, and they're just not able to burn off those calories.
Okay, so if you do have an indoor cat and it's fat, how do you inspire it to go on a weight loss plan?
Well, the first thing you do is you talk with your veterinarian because you want to calculate the proper number of calories and get the nutrients right so that you can safely and effectively lose weight. Then you want to, of course, I like to go to the higher protein types of diets, which your vet will talk to you about. I like feeding them in food puzzles. I want them to work, you know, again, engage that inner predator. So food puzzles, if you're not familiar, check it out online, do a little Google search, talk to your veterinarian. And then finally, you know, you really want to talk to your vet about, are there other physical activities that your cat can engage in.
Like,
you know, we're living in a time of technology where there's all kind of remote control toys. There's a lot of cool things to do out there with your cat.
Okay, so you're saying in the house, like play with the laser pointer, that kind of thing?
That kind of thing. Cats don't jog, so don't expect to strap on a leash and go for a walk around your block.
Feeding puzzles. What is that, the feeding puzzles?
Yeah. Food puzzles are basically little interactive devices where you put the food down in little cubbies, little canisters, little drawers, and they have to work for it. So cats like that mental stimulation. You know, they figure out how to open and close and move, and it just gives them something to do because, again, that boredom aspect, you know, that's really leading to overeating, especially in cats. And I like food puzzles for all dogs, all cats that are, you know, kept indoors.
And if you have a big, if you have a chubby cat, how long does it take it to, you know, to get slender again?
Yeah, you know, under the best conditions, under a guided program with your vet, our target is always about 2 to 3% of their body weight per month, which for most cats translates to about a half a pound a month. So if you've got a really obese cat, you know, one that needs to lose 8-10 pounds, which is not uncommon in today's age. I mean, we see 20-pound cats pretty regularly in our clinics, then, you know, you may be on a weight loss journey that takes, you know, several months, and you've got to be persistent because in the end, not only will your cat live longer, but you're going to save a lot of money because things like diabetes, high blood pressure, kidney failure, they take their toll on both the pet and your pocketbook.
Interesting. If you have multiple cats and one's a big old ball of fur and the other is slender, what do you do then?
Yeah, that's what I call a food bowl bully, and that's a very common problem in dogs and cats, and this is why I'm a big advocate for always feeding separately. So my cats each have their own little food puzzle, dogs the same, and you can train your cat to eat at a certain time. I mean, people have this mistaken perception that cats want to eat all day long. Uh-huh. Well, they will if you leave it out, but if you say, this is dinner time, this is breakfast time, cats adapt to that very quickly. That's how they eat in the wild, you know. Uh-huh. They kind of eat when they can find food. They don't have to eat all day long.
Is it, so one of the cats is eating more than the other? It's not a hormonal issue? Is that what it is?
Typically, it's not a hormonal issue. It's more of a behavioral issue. That's why I call them food bowl bullies, because there's a tendency between cats and people, let's be honest, to sort of intimidate and bully others. And that's why you really have to be careful when you have a communal food bowl, especially with cats, because one of them may be taking a disproportionate share, leading to obesity in one and thinness in the other.
Oh, maybe. Do you think it's just eating faster, or does it actually scare the other cat away?
You feed them separately, you know, and there's a zone of ownership around cats and dog bowls, and so you need to separate them by a few feet. That way they know, this is my space, my food, I can be safe while I eat this. And, you know, again, train your cat, put the food down, pull it up after 15 or 30 minutes, don't allow the other cat to go to the other bowl. You can do this within a matter of a few weeks. They really learn.
Dr. Ernie Ward, veterinarian, America's pet advocate, and one of the country's leaders in the area of pet nutrition and weight loss, is Dr. ErnieWard.com. And yeah, that's how you get your cat to slim down. 58% of cats in America now overweight or obese. Dr. Ward, great to have you on WILS. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks. And then go to petobesityprevention.org for all types of information. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you. And we're back tomorrow at 6 p.m. Good night.